index to which you refer was reported in the medical literature this past week, updates some earlier work, and basically uses data that individuals reported to a national survey about their medical histories, their age, and so forth. And this was put together in a somewhat complicated formula to make that prediction.
Is it just basic stuff? Don't smoke, don't drink, get exercise?
Well, in this case, actually, it was based more on diagnoses, gender, age, as opposed to, you know, smoking was in it. And the authors in this case really were trying to give people an index to sort of make some decisions medically, and it wasn't really intended for guiding lifestyle choices. There are probably better ways to do that.
Okay, and so the way that the index works, though, is you get points based on activity or conditions. Is that right?
Exactly.
And so once I get my number, is there anything I can do to improve my odds of living longer?
Well, certainly, and we know lots of things in terms of improved diet, exercise, risk reduction strategies that you can undertake. Now, this was really, they developed it to sort of identify, I believe, sort of the most highest risk people, in fact, that you may not want to be terribly aggressive in terms of undertaking medical intervention. So it wasn't really intended from that perspective of improving health necessarily. But yes, absolutely, there are lots of things, particularly with regard to exercise and diet, that all of us can do.